Welcome. Continuing our first week's theme, the various ways we define trust. Today, let's trust the music. Trust the music. Sometimes we have to trust something other than the same old. I call it the matrix, the ways that you are programmed to live out your life. You give the keys to your mind to everything on social media and all the shows on Netflix and sports and whatever and whoever you're willing to let drive your thoughts. One of my all-time favorite quotes by Gandhi, "Don't walk your dirty feet through my mind." When we come to meditation, it's a way of saying, hey, let me look at who and what I'm letting into my mind. And how's that working for me? Is it making me happy? Am I having amazing thoughts about healing and creating and loving and living? Or are too many of my thoughts consumed with struggles and anxiety and challenges? Little story for you. Last night, a random Tuesday in my hometown of Phoenix, Trey Anastasio is playing a concert at a tiny venue in Phoenix called the Van Buren. So as you might know, I have young children ages 3 and 5 years old. It's a glorious time in life, but sometimes with young children, you got to blow off some steam. I was excited to get out last night for this concert. I did not know what I was getting into, but wow, a mutual friend had this VIP box. So we were lifted above the crowd, just to the left of the stage. It was a really amazing vantage point. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Trey Anastasio. He's one of the world's most incredible guitar players and the front man for the band Phish. And last night, Trey Anastasio brought down the house. Sometimes you gotta trust the music. There's so much chatter and static in our minds. But when you open your mind and let a gifted musician take over your mind for a while, whether it's Trey or Beethoven or whoever moves you, they have the power to rearrange your thoughts and kick you into a different gear. To trust the music. There was a moment last night at the Trey concert. It was set break. You know, you do at set break. I checked in at home. Got back into my Tuesday night mode, thinking about stuff. What do you think about on a Tuesday night? I felt myself getting stuck in my thoughts. It was not so pleasant. And then Trey comes back on stage, wielding his guitar to start the second set. And I was thinking, Trey, you take over my mind for a while. I don't want to deal with it anymore. Here are the keys. And it was such a relief, liberation. To open the windows, to air out my thoughts, and let Trey kick my mind into a different gear. The Grateful Dead have a famous line, "When you get confused, listen to the music play." I have a question for you. Is there something or someone you're letting into your mind right now? Something maybe you just do it as a matter of habit, reading the news on the impeachment trial, reading about the Royals moving to Canada, something that takes up your bandwidth and does not exactly make you feel good. You only have so much free time in your day. Would you consider taking that time to listen to more music? It may not be normal for you to kick back and listen to classical music, so I want to invite you to take a few minutes right now and listen to my favorite piece of classical music, Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 5. This was his last completed piano concerto. I'm going to invite you right now to give the keys to Beethoven and see how this feels. In just a few minutes, I'll be back to lead you into today's meditation.
Thank you.
taking a moment to get a little more comfortable, spread out, take a deep breath. Putting your right hand on your belly and your left hand on your heart. Right hand on your belly, left hand on your heart. Inhaling through the right hand on the belly. Exhaling through the left hand on the heart. Inhaling through the right hand on the belly. Exhaling through the left hand on the heart. And every time you inhale, quietly repeat to yourself, "My mind is open." Every time you exhale, "My heart is free." Inhale, "My mind is open." Exhale, "My heart is free." For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your attention wanders off, come back to the breath and those words. Inhale, "My mind is open." Exhale, "My heart is free." Inhale, "My mind is open." Exhale, "My heart is free." In just a few minutes, I'll be back. If your attention wandered, inhale, "My mind is open." Exhale, "My heart is free." Inhale, my mind is open. Exhale, my heart is free. Coming back to the moment. To trust the music. To create the space. Find the bandwidth. To let a gifted musician take over your mind. It's your way of saying, I've had enough dealing with my own thoughts. You take over. Do some rearranging, redecorating. Take me into a different gear. It requires a shift. You got to turn off the news sometimes. Push back from the chatter that takes up so much of your headspace. And trust the music. I'll see you tomorrow. But turn up the music today. Peace.
Day and wrapped it. it up in things you say and mailed it off to your address. You'll get it pretty soon unless the packaging begins to break and all the points I tried to make are tossed with thoughts into a bin. And time leaks out, my life leaks in. You won't find moments in a box, and someone else will set your clocks. I took a